This is Party Line.
Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Looking forward, reaching higher.
When it comes to service, we take it personally. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, community-minded just like you.
Looking forward, reaching higher.
Your future is full of big dreams. You can't wait to answer the question.
Will you marry me?
And share the joy when the two of you become three. And to help guide your family down new roads, even if those life moments seem far away now. The state of Indiana offers down payment assistance and other benefits. See participating lenders at homeownership.in.gov.
This message is sponsored by the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority and this station.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
When you need to know.
Because there's nicotine in it, follows the same guidelines as buying cigarettes. If you're under the age of 18, you can't possess it.
On the air first when seconds count.
We know that youth sports is one way for kids to see what they can achieve, for them to build positive relationships with adults, and for them to build positive relationships with one another. And they learn such valuable life lessons.
The news team you've come to depend on.
To sign that lease, there had to be a commitment to pay the rental income that would be necessary to make the bond payment. So today, the council, through the ordinances that we passed, gave our assent and our commitment that we would provide the financing or the funding to pay those debt service payments.
Your official weather station.
This is 32 additional homes in the price range of $175,000 to $215,000. Right now, F&K Construction, who is going to be doing all of the road work and utility work, are going through their final plat approval process.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
Doors are opening across Indiana with new careers, opportunities, and adventures, creating an exciting future in the Hoosier State. And the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority wants to help you open the door to your first home with its homebuyer programs to make homeownership much more affordable. Cement your future at home in Indiana with down payment assistance from IHCDA. For more information, visit homeownership.in.gov.
This message is sponsored by the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority and this station.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. I want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProByte Computer Sales and Service. I'm Kevin Keith, joined in the studio this morning with Talia Smith, Misty Hamilton, and Cheyenne Salee. First off, good morning, ladies. Thank you for coming
in.
Good morning.
I want to start with Talia because she was the first one that I first saw who had taken the initiative to do this fundraiser, benefit chili cook-off and bake sale for the local family here. Why were you compelled to do this, Talia?
I actually, this was all Misty.
Oh, it started with her.
It started with Misty.
I just saw your name first, I guess.
Yes, I was just kind of helping out and reaching out to the community to see who we could get to jump in and help us out. So she's the one that kind of got the ball rolling on everything, though.
Of course, it was a tragic story, an eight-month-old dying in a house fire. Was it just something you felt you wanted to do, Misty, then?
Yes, it's because we work for Physiocare Hospice, and we're not a cookie-cutter company. We, when we get a patient to come on, we ask them, what is it we can do for you? We try to get as less stress for them, their family, anything we can do. Of course, we're going to help them with the comfort care, but we try to look outside the box. So when we heard about the story, we just all, our whole entire company, felt compelled to do something, reach out, and we knew that we had enough people, we could make a difference. We know we can't take the pain away, but we felt like we could help a little bit financially. Mm-hmm. And along with the community, they came together. Lafayette community came together. It's amazing the response we've got from this whole event.
It is kind of amazing that all kinds of people can come together, whether they would know a family or not, right?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
absolutely.
They just want to get on board with doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we are talking about the Benefit Chili Cook-Off and Bake Sale at the Frankfort Neighborhood Center, 259 South 3rd Street, tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
And when you came in last week, you had told me there were 16 different entries in this chili cook-off.
Is that still? There's supposed to be about 15 to 16
okay.
different chilies.
All right.
Yes.
So tell us what else we're going to do tomorrow night to try to boost up some fundraising for the family as far as, I know we have a raffle, a 50-50 drawing.
Mm-hmm. We have a raffle, including in those raffles, some of the prizes will be Arnie's gift certificates, $15 card to Main Street, Olive Garden, Lone Star Steakhouse, $50 gift card to Meyer, Over the Back Fence, $25 to Over the Back Fence, free Jimmy John's subs, and we have many, many more. And including in our silent auction, we have a Matt Painter signed basketball for all you Purdue fans out there. We have a big screen TV. We have Delilah's $50 card and a goodie bag included, Ellis Jewelers earrings, a large gift basket, and two Sleep Number pillows.
Wow.
And there's many more raffle prizes as well.
Okay. Well, it really sounds like everybody got on board with
they
that.
They did. Yeah. It was fantastic.
So if there's someone still wants to help, what's the best way to do that? Do you need somebody to help maybe facilitate things tomorrow night, or is it too late to bring chili or give you a call or maybe a monetary donation?
If they want to give monetary donations, they can contact me, 765-418-2351, or they can stop by, have a bowl of chili. The chili is a free will offering. When you come in, you can donate $1, $5, whatever you feel compelled to do. Eat as much as you want. Keep coming back. We also have free pizza donated and enchiladas by the King.
Okay.
So, and all first responders will eat free.
All right, very good. And again, that 5:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night, so 3 hours, give everybody plenty of time to get over there and everything. If you would, maybe Talia or Cheyenne, tell us a little bit about Physiocare and what you guys do and the services you offer. I know you came over to our senior fair, I think, last year and had a booth and everything. So what are you guys doing in Lafayette and Clinton County and surrounding areas?
Well, I work on the Physiocare home health care side. We are privately owned by Kelly Gray Weezar. She started the company 13 years ago, and so she was a therapist herself. She's actually a physical therapist, and once she, you know, started working in the home, she felt like that she could make a difference in opening her own company and bringing certain modalities that can fit in the car to help with pain and help patients get back to independent living. So she started her own company, and then shortly after that, she actually 3 years ago started her hospice company to kind of accompany her home health company. Physiocare Home Health can bring therapists and nursing and dietitians voluntary social services into the home to help the patient rehab back to independence and obviously partner with PhysioCare Hospice. And if there is a decline, we can transition them to our hospice company for comfort care. So that's kind of what we do. We have several different counties that we our therapists go to. We're in Howard County, we're in Tippecanoe County, and all surrounding counties, including here in Clayton County.
I know, Tali, it's probably just trying to make people comfortable with some dignity, too, right?
Absolutely. So on the hospice side, we focus more on the quality of life. And a lot of people don't understand that hospice is actually a long-term service. It's not something that is
2 days.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
came a lot further than there where it was at. So we focus more on the quality of life for our patients as well as their family and the caregivers.
When we have a tragedy like this, do you guys do other things in other communities too? You just feel the need to do that if as things come up on an individual basis?
Absolutely. We love to give back to our communities because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. None of this would be possible. So the more that we can give back to the people that we serve, that you know, the better. So.
We also wanted to say, Misty, that you're the aunt of the mayor, right? Our very own mayor.
Yes, I am.
Now, is it true that he'll be there tomorrow night, too, maybe?
Yes, okay. He will be there singing as well.
Yeah, I thought I saw something. I think he posted something on Facebook.
Yes, he did.
That.
Yes.
So that's fun. So that'll be good. So, again, a free will offering. Is there going to be, oftentimes when I hear a cook-off, is there judging?
Just maybe? Within our company, we're going to judge. Yeah,
I like that one better. Than
we're going to judge within our company. We have some really good cooks. So.
Okay. And I'm guessing if you have 14, 15, 16 chilies, you'll probably have quite a cross-section of different stuff, right? Because nobody fixes chili the same way.
They will all be completely different.
Yeah,
yes.
Everybody has their own thing. So, okay, what else do we need to know before we let you go? I know our sister station, Shine 99, will be there tomorrow night with Cindy Lovelace between 4 and 6. So she'll be doing a live broadcast out there and trying to get the word out and get people in. So.
Yeah. We'd just like to see everybody come out. It would be a very affordable dinner for the night for the family. You can put $1 in, $5, whatever you feel the need. We'll also, Blondie's Cookies have donated 250 cookies, so we'll be doing raffles with those, plus everybody gets one. It'll be a fantastic night with entertainment, lots of raffle gifts, silent auction, and good food.
It has the potential to really help this family out, as a reminder that all proceeds go right to them, right?
Absolutely.
No middleman, no having to wait for it or anything like that.
Absolutely.
So, well, Cheyenne, Misty, and Talia, thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO. When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Your future is full of big dreams. You can't wait to answer the question.
Will you marry me?
And share the joy when the two of you become three. And to help guide your family down new roads, even if those life moments seem far away now. The state of Indiana offers down payment assistance and other benefits. See participating lenders at homeownership.in.gov.
This message is sponsored by the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority and this station.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County. Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line on this Wednesday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProBuy Computer Sales and Service. I'm Kevin Keith with Wilo News Director Kit Hartman joining me again. Just got a phone call on the 800 line that Redeemer Lutheran School in Kokomo is on an e-learning day today, and this won't be applicable at 5 o'clock on the Party Line replay or midnight, but just thought I'd pass this along. Redeemer Lutheran School in Kokomo on an e-learning day, and I asked him why, and he said because they've got a an outbreak of a communicable illness. So I don't know what that means. I hope it's not the coronavirus in Kokomo, but...
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes, anyway. Talia Smith and Cheyenne Salee and Misty, appreciate them coming in this morning.
Yeah, so, it was good.
Yes, always good to see them and always good to meet new people too, right? Uh-huh. I'd only met Misty. And it's amazing how when you're in a small town sometimes it's like, hey, I know you and I know your husband and I know your brother.
But I don't know you.
Yeah, never met you, but I know your husband.
Yeah.
If there's something you'd like to talk to Ken and myself about, 659-3338 is the phone number to call, or 800-447-4463. If you got something, Ken, you want to bring to the listeners, I'd be open to that. I wanted to mention a couple things here.
Well, there is one other thing I do want to mention.
Go right ahead, sir.
I was, you know, we were talking about Kansas K-State earlier, and I noticed there was a thing from the Illinois-Purdue game last night.
Ooh.
Where a kid from Illinois stepped on a Purdue player and got kicked out.
So it was intentional?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Man, there's no place for that.
But I'm just saying, this is now what is happening to basketball. I hope it doesn't get down into to our level down here at the high school. If it does, we got a serious problem. I think the high school association is doing what they can to make sure that it gets corralled, but...
Sure.
You know, it's amazing. Two things like that in two nights or in one night. Just not a good situation. You just really wonder what the heck's going through these kids' heads.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I think a little bit of it starts with the coach, too.
Well, you know, also, but, you know, I'm just saying that but when you take kids out of certain areas, and we saw some of those areas on our trip down to St. Louis and back over the weekend. You can't take certain kids out of certain areas and expect them to behave because they don't know any better.
Yeah. You're lucky half of them aren't in gangs, right?
Right.
Carrying guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, if you'd like to give us a call, you can. Kid and I would love to talk to you. Saw this just after 8 o'clock when I got in this morning and opened up my Facebook. Terry Jones has died. He was one of the British comedy icons from Monty Python.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Berryman generously asked permission today whether he can play the brighter side of life tomorrow from the Monty Python. I said, make sure it's the clean version.
Yes, please.
So Terry Jones, age 77, dead this morning. And Todd said at another radio station a couple years back that he worked at, he had heard that he has dementia and a couple other mm-hmm. things. So it's been a pretty bad deal and not surprising, but unfortunate nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, we've got all kinds of fun, exciting things for you. Now, this TV thing's taken off of Hoosierland TV, and we're trying to keep track of what we need to be at, where we need mm-hmm. to go.
Right.
I think we have a chamber event coming up.
Yes, on Thursday.
It's
tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Chamber luncheon at noon.
Noon. And so we'll have that for you at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you live. Right. Bill Gant going to be over there doing the duties mm-hmm. for us.
Yeah, and I get the pleasure of going over the Purdue Extension dinner tonight.
Didn't you tell me you're getting fed like two of the next 3 days or something?
No, I had a lunch with my good friend yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be going to the Purdue Extension thing tonight, and I'm going to the chamber thing tomorrow.
Man.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there.
It's not even Thursday yet. Wow. You could have ramen noodles last night for supper, right?
I think I had some dry roasted peanuts last night.
Oh, okay.
After I had my Pizza Hut yesterday.
You're not ready for supper.
Didn't eat a whole lot last night.
Well, you could always go over to the chili cook-off tomorrow night, if you wanted to. So. All right. Take a look at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. What we're going to try to do for you here, Bill and I are working on something we can send to our tech guy. And we want to try to start coming up with like a little bit of a TV schedule and have an idea of where we're going to be, when we're going to be there, so we can give everybody a heads up.
That reminds me, I need to talk to you about something.
Okay, write it down. And
well, just about what you were just talking about.
Off the air, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, remind me here in 8 minutes.
Okay.
I heard Russ call in about this yesterday, and the public's invited Finding Amelia, presented Tuesday evening by Emmy-winning historian at Frankfurt Airport. Now, it's coming up what, next Tuesday?
I thought it was last night.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tuesday, January 21st. Why didn't we hear about this before yesterday?
We didn't.
Okay, so whoever was in charge of getting the word out, Russ Casper calling Party Line the morning of, not the best way.
Yeah.
To get the, I'm glad he yeah. did call I didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it. Yeah.
And this is a cool thing,
right? It is. Let me just say this to everybody: if you have an event, regardless if you think we're interested in it or not,
yes,
please, please send us the information at least a week or two and ahead of the event.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't do that, you're not going to get any response from anybody, contrary to what you may or may not believe.
You can't tell people about things.
This is right. So what I'm saying, you know, if you're the head of getting the information out, get it out at least a week or two mm-hmm. in advance, and at least send it to us. Let us know, and we'll go from there.
And this was even presented by Frankfurt Zonta Club. Mm-hmm. We love our Zontians,
right?
And we just did a bunch of stuff with the Zontians,
right?
And here we are, the last to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Gary Quigg, who is with the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, presented last night. I'd love to talk to somebody who was there. It was a free public presentation. They had a PowerPoint slide presentation and video and talk exploring the history made by pioneering pilot Amelia Earhart, who died at the age of 41 in 1939. I thought she was younger than that, Ken.
No.
Okay. Wow, she was 41 then. So last night, I guess a free gathering started at 5:30, and they had hors d'oeuvres and stuff. So, Russ Casper, were you there?
I was there.
Oh, man, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, yeah, and also, Jenny Royalty sent me a press release, which I did not see about 10 days ago. So she is totally fine. She gave me some stuff. I didn't see it. I get 200 emails a day.
Sure, yeah, that's
I'm looking, by the way, for a personal assistant, you know, I just to go through my emails.
I'm sorry, I don't have time enough to go do that, Russ.
I wouldn't want you anyway, Ken. so you could rest your mind. No, I did go. and it was fascinating.
Yeah, have they found anything? Or I mean,
they basically have. I mean, they they found there was an island that they were looking to zero in on this island for normal landing, and they got close because they heard their radio was like, full quieting, five out of five. So they had to be within 100 miles of their pre-planned landing place. But best they can tell, they landed on this specific island, and they know where it is. Mm. And the reason they think that it's the correct island is because it was right along the bearing that they said that they were on, and it did have a landing place on the coral because the tide was down. They also found a photograph taken a year or two later that appeared to have a landing gear in the distance. If you blew it up, you could see the pattern of the landing gear. It was a blurry photograph, to be sure, but it looked pretty convincing to me. And they found the heel and the sole leather shoe of somebody that fit her size.
Wow.
Shoe number 9. And it had the right date, and it actually was patterned after the shoe that she was wearing when they took a picture of her departing.
Wow!
And so all the, the thing that would absolutely lock this up is the DNA sample. They did find a female's bone, but the thing is these coconut crabs, seriously, they eat the remains of food sources.
Sure.
You could take a pig carcass out there and you wouldn't have too much left.
That'd be gone, right?
So it was very hard to get that kind of evidence. But
right.
Anyway, they think that probably she lived for 3 days to maybe even a couple months on that island.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Russ.
All right. Yeah, the Zonchin did a great job.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Bye.
All right. And we do have time for one more quick call here. Michael, good morning.
How do you do, 2Ks and Rebel?
We're good, yeah.
I got a nutty question that makes no sense to anybody, but only you two guys can answer it for me.
You think so nutty, you think Ken and Kevin. All right.
I'll ask it. I noticed at 5 o'clock before party line, you play the national anthem.
Yes, sir.
And at midnight, you play the national anthem before the show. Does the FCC determine when you guys have to play that? Do they tell you, or does that up to the station management?
Oh, no. We don't have to play it at all.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, you don't play it before the 8:30 show. Is there a reason for that?
No, we just, I don't
just
know.
Grab,
when we, yeah, when we let's see, that was one of the last things that Vern wanted before he passed. And so we put a package together. We got a couple sponsors, and we do it on our station and then on both stations. And I think the powers that be at the time decided that probably, high noon and 5 o'clock and midnight were so good. But I worked at a radio station that used to sign on with the national anthem.
Yes, when I would used to do that.
Yeah, they'd be off the air overnight, and when I'd sign on the transmitter at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we also have it at noon, too.
What's that, Ken?
We have it at noon.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Noon, 5, and midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I never hear the noon one.
Yeah.
So I got to say, that's just a crazy question that goes through my mind. Means nothing to anybody, but you guys knew the answer. I thank you.
We have no problem with those questions. We prefer those questions.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye, guys.
Have a good day, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Ken, how's Inside the Huddle lining up Saturday?
I got two guests that I've had lined up for a couple of weeks now. We're going to have Jordan Brewer, who was a basketball standout at Clinton Prairie. Back in 2000, early to mid 2000s.
Cool.
Jordan's going to be in here on about 9:15 on Saturday. We'll discuss basketball, probably discuss a little bit of everything else. And
what's he doing now?
He's on the. I know for he and his dad, I think, are doing a lot of their stuff with his dad's very successful. And but Jordan's on the Area Plan Commission right now. And
oh yeah, okay. So, I thought the name sounded familiar.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
And then also we're going to have
Jeff, I think his last name was Gleason. I think I have, now you're going to put me on the spot. Anyway, he's from Fox. We're going to discuss more of the Basketball Day Indiana things that are coming up over in Kokomo on the 8th.
Very exciting.
So, I mean, Jeff will be on about 9:30, and I wanted to get the Fox Sports perspective for why they decided to do this. And I was hoping, and I put the invitation out for Kokomo Mayor Tyler Moore to join in on some of this. I've not gotten a response back from him as of yet.
He's got homicides to worry about. Kokomo is turning into Indianapolis West.
But, you know, it needs, but he's still, when you have a situation like this where you got a chance to promote your community.
Absolutely.
The good parts of it, you do this.
Yes. They need the promotion
they
of the
do,
good parts.
And they do, especially the good parts.
So are you getting a runaround from Tyler Moore, or is he been
in
communication with you?
He hasn't responded yet.
May have to get the big dogs involved.
I may have to.
All right.
Scott Allen, where are you?
Yes. I'll talk to him this week for you.
Yeah, I may have to give, since Jack Dodd's now back over there, the Human Resources Director.
You got a connection, right?
I may need to just call Jack.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
Well, Ken, thanks as always, man.
All right, no problem.
Great day.
All right, you too.
All right, and thanks for joining us to you too, and thanks to our sponsors. They are Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, and Ivy Tech Community College, plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by ProBite Computer Sales and Service, The Farmers Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, and Home National Bank. We'll be back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.